Why the Internet Will Not Tear Apart Colleges. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yesterday, we heard from Fordham University Law Associate Professor Zephyr Teachout, who predicted that the internet would cause the next generation to turn away from college campuses in favor of online education. Teachout argues that because the net democratizes information, college campuses will lose their appeal as the guardians of knowledge, and furthermore, that students will increasingly choose online education because it's less expensive. Teachout believes colleges will go the way of newspapers. Today, a rebuttal from John Sainer, an online learning consultant and director of special initiatives for the Sloan Consortium, a group that promotes online education.
People who think that universities are going away anytime soon need to chill out and go to a tailgate party this weekend, because the reality is that universities fulfill a lot of other functions, including social rite of passage, employment preparation, entertainment for millions of people on weekends, and research, of course, and a wide variety of other things. Taken in combination, a factor like lower costs to deliver courses isn't going to make the difference. It's sort of like saying, you know, if you're going to go buy a house and, you looked at the house and said, oh, look, honey, that house is $100 less cheaper than this one. Well, let's get that one instead. People just don't make decisions about big-ticket items like college or houses or even cars on that basis alone. Colleges and universities fulfill a variety of other functions. They continue to fill them very well. Online education continues to grow tremendously, still going at a 10 to 20% clip every year. It's going to continue to do that for some time. But that doesn't add up to universities suddenly collapsing because of online learning being cheaper.
The argument that Zephyr Teachout made in the Washington Post is that this would not be an immediate effect, but that 30 or 40 years from now, the idea of the college campus, the physical place, is going to be sort of endangered, except for elite institutions like Yale or Princeton or Stanford.
I think there's an element of truth to that argument, in that there is at the upper end, and you see it in examples of various institutions that are spending, in many cases, millions of dollars to upgrade their physical facilities. The higher end market is going to remain immune from this. I think the question is, to what extent will it extend down into the middle class and lower class? And I think that's one answer to the question is that there certainly will be a number of changes in the next 20, 30 years, just as if you were to look back at higher education 20, 30, 40 years before now, you would look and see there are substantive differences. There has been obviously the rise of online education. There's been the rise of community colleges. There's been the rise of private for-profit institutions and a number of other major changes. Does this add up to a really totally two-tiered system where the haves continue to have this kind of experience and have-nots don't? I don't see that happening. I think it's colleges in our society, higher education is just too much of a vehicle for social mobility to see that much change happening even in that time span.
John Sainer with Sainer Learning Services and the Sloan Consortium. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.